The film shows my meeting with Jane, and the discovery that I had ALS, which reduced my expectations to zero, and which the doctors predicted would kill me in 2 or 3 years.
It's called motor neuron disease.
This is temporary.
I thought Eddie Redmayne portrayed the progression of my condition very well. At times, I thought he was me. He spent time with people with ALS to be authentic.
You see how the men's shirt fronts and the bow ties, how they glow more than the women's dresses?
Yes.
How did you take on the role physically?
The interesting thing from having met many people with disease is there's not a uniformity to how it... So my instinct was that I ended up working with a dancer. To begin with, all you're thinking about is what your feet are doing.
Right.
But then once they're in you, the steps, then you can start being expressive with it.
Mm.
And similarly, I wanted to know all the moments and the specifics of Stephen's physicality so that actually I didn't have to be thinking what my hand was doing.
When stars are born and when they die, they emit UV radiation. So if we could see the night sky in the ultraviolet light, then almost all the stars would disappear, and all that we would see are these spectacular births and deaths.
What part has disability played in your professional life and the public's perception of you?
My disability has not had a great effect on my professional life. Up to 1985, I was able to dictate to a secretary who understood my slurred voice. In 1985, I had a trichostomy, which removed my ability to speak. Luckily, this happened at the start of the personal computer age.
So how does it work?
It uses a very simple interface that scans through the alphabet and selects each letter one at a time. What I've done is taken the components from a telephone answering system, actually, to convert the written text into synthesized speech. I mean, the voice sounds a little bit robotic, but should we give it a try?
Great.
Here's the clicker.
Right hand.
Welcome to the future.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
It was slow, but my disability has taught me to be patient. As far as the public are concerned, I'm immediately recognizable by my wheelchair and computer voice. I hope my example will show disability can be no barrier. One can achieve anything if one is determined enough.
I read the script thinking it was going to be a biopic of Stephen, and it turned out to be, for me, the most extraordinary, unique, passionate, complicated love story.
If you care about me at all, then please just go.
I can't.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
I love you.
Really an investigation into love in every sense. The young, passionate, early love, but also love of subject matter, whether it's Stephen's astronomy or Jane's love of poetry and... but also family love, and then the boundaries of it, the failings of love.
This black hole at the beginning of time.
Space-time singularity.
Indeed. It's brilliant. Brilliant, Stephen. Superb.
How would you feel if Eddie Redmayne wins an Oscar playing you?
I would be delighted if Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for playing me. It would make up in some way for the fact that I'm unlikely to win a Nobel Prize. Many scientists consider my prediction that black holes radiate particles worthy of a Nobel Prize. But the rules say a Nobel Prize has to be confirmed by observation. This is very difficult.
So what next?
To prove with a single equation that time had a beginning. The one simple, elegant equation to explain everything.